Tonight on Air Music presents Long Player.
What up? My name is Mellow Downs, aka Bronson, and I'm an MC from Avondale. And today we're gonna be talking about my double EP, Mellow and Blues.
Why did you choose to do a double EP instead of an album?
To be honest, like, I don't know, just being an insecure artist, I didn't want to label it like my debut album. So I kind of took the pressure off that, and it pretty much is an album, but I had the concept Mellow and Blues, and I guess I was like, I could do a double-sided kind of tape. And then it just so happened that I had 10 songs and I split them in half. And the crazy thing was, the songs were like half the project sounded different to the other half. So I was like, oh, this is kind of like a duality project anyway. So it kind of just worked out that way.
The duality is a theme you've played with before a little
bit.
Yeah,
it's been like a reoccurring thing that's just happened. I don't know if it's my star sign. I don't know what it is, but I've just been rolling with it.
And this record has a whole heap of people that you've worked with.
Yeah.
Every song is produced by someone different.
Yeah.
And you have a whole bunch of guests there. For the first song, Get Money, you have Louis Baker, which seems like a somewhat unlikely pairing. How did that come about?
To be honest, it was so like just spare the moment. Like, so a past collaborator that I've been working with is called Ed Walker, from when I was in the crew Third Eye. So he was one of the first members back in the days, and I hadn't seen him in a long time. And when I was thinking about this new project, I really went back to some of the old songs that I was making with him at the time. This would have been like 5 or 6 years ago, and I was like, man, I want this vibe. And so I hit him up, and he's like, yo, come around for a jam. And so when I went over, Louis Baker was staying at his house, and they were just already jamming. So we came up, like, we had the idea, and then Louis just picked up the guitar and started just having a jam and stuff. And I had that little verse that, get money for rent, get money. And so he was just like kind of freestyle singing. And that's how it came about, kind of thing.
And your voices actually work really beautifully together.
Oh, cheers. Appreciate that. Yeah. I kind of wanted to go more melodic with this whole project. Sometimes I get sick of just rapping, you know, like just coming off bars. And the last project, Evan Tales, was really conceptualized. And I felt like being like a narrator or a voice for my community, like rap is the way to do it. So with this project, it kind of like was more me experimenting, having fun, and not really worrying as much about like the lyrics I use, like being lyrical or having bars. It was just kind of the vibe I felt at the time, and that's kind of how it just happened. Yeah,
with Get Money, I really like the sort of slow build of it.
Yeah, that was kind of like Ed's kind of part, because he structured the whole song, and we had like 4 different versions of the song, and we just wanted it to play out a lot and kind of hit you when the drums kick in, kind of buzz. And originally Bailey Wiley was on the song, but the demo, I kept on listening to it, and something was missing. Like, don't get me wrong, her part was amazing, but I felt like it sounded like 2 completely different songs. So I thought about just doing a spoken word piece for the beginning, and then we could kick in with like the rest of the instruments. So there's like Carlos Saunders on the guitar, Marika on the bass guitar. We've got Guy Harrison on the keys, and then Ed Walker on the drum rolls with Louis Baker as well. So it's a cool, it was like a team effort, so yeah.
It's funny, man. Going against the current, sipping black currant juice. Like, what's the current state of your currency? Pay bills, pay her, pay him, get paid. Now pay attention. My revolution needs a renovation. Living by the dollar is stagnant. Got good Samaritans turning into patients. We are all selfish. A millionaire got diagnosed with severe depression the other day. The homeless man remains happy because he understands the concept of simplicity. My mama told me it's not about the money. Yeah, when my bank account gets low, my anxiety runs high. But when I die, this materialistic model does not apply. social condition. Can't say no to the system. 50 cent coins in a payphone waiting for a call. Yeah, it's militant madness and spiritual warfare. It's raw here. It's the thing that killed most of more of the Beatles. It's the defeat of all people. Speaks and breeds envy, bleeds anger and hate. Can you relate? Killers ready to shoot their bodies in the boot. I'm talking about the loot, which is the root of all evil. But we gotta get money. Money for rent, get money for gas. They keep on gassing me up. I'm living life in a trance. Today I just hit a high. These women just want my shine. These brothers claim I'm their homie, but really they want what's mine. And that's low, low, low. Bitches on the low, saying that they your friends until they see you at your lows. Get money for rent, get money for hoes. I spend it all at the strippers, but I ain't telling a soul. I was late for my show. I was early to school. I was bumping the jazz. I was bumping J Fruit. So get money for rent. Get money for clothes. She get money for sex and then she put it up the nose down.
One of the things about that song that kind of stuck out, one of the lyrics, because there's, you know, the name of the song, Get Money, and you're saying money is the root of all evil. Is this something you've struggled with? Balancing your artistic integrity with trying to get bread?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, it was just kind of like me saying, like, yeah, it was just kind of me being an artist, being like, as much as I hate money, I need money. And yeah, everyone needs money. So I was just like, get money for this, get money for that.
The next song I wanted to ask you about is one that probably most people are familiar with, which is one of the singles, Peace Signs and Gang Signs. Because this is something I relate to, the themes of the song being a Gemini myself, like
cool.
You. And juggling that duality of your personality.
Yeah, yeah.
When you were writing these lyrics, how did that sort of start off for you?
It really just started off like almost 2 years ago, and I had the chorus, and at the time I really liked the chorus. I was like, oh, this is catchy as, and the bro who sent me the beat, I just had that. And then I was kind of like, when I was writing, I can't really remember much about it. Sometimes I just like, I don't know, it's like I just like blank out, and the next minute I got like a demo kind of thing. But it's kind of just about like the dualities of being human, like all the different layers we have, like just like the song says, like sometimes you wake up and you feel like shit, or and I guess people can relate to it, and that's the cool thing about that song is I feel like everyone could relate to it, like even if you're not into rap music, it's something that you could relate to because it's just us as humans, and that's what we go through.
I also thought it was a little bit about growing up, right?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Of course. And that's another thing, like the chorus, peace signs, gang signs, I come here, come my mind. That was kind of like back in, so back when I was in school and stuff, I was heavily influenced by gang culture and youth gangs, and coming from Avondale, we're all like all down the Rip House set. And don't get me wrong, I still represent Avondale to the fullest, but back then I had a different intention, whereas like I had different role models, I had like my whole surroundings were different. But now that I'm older and like I can use music to engage with these youth and things like that, I feel like I'm more of like a peace signs person. And so yeah, me saying peace signs, gang signs is like exactly who I am as a person. So yeah, and the growth as being the growth of me being human.
And we're like looking out at this beautiful bush while we're talking about this from your bedroom.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm from originally from Avondale, and we're right here in the heart of Tutarangi.
It's very peaceful.
Yeah. So for those that don't know, I live in the bush now. I've kind of become like one of those hideaway artists. But yeah, no, I love it here. It's cool. And it's so close to my hometown as well. So yeah, West Auckland. Sometimes I meditate. Sometimes I levitate. Sometimes I hate my life. Sometimes I celebrate. Sometimes I wanna fight. Too drunk, like what a night. Sometimes I can't be rude and then sometimes I can't be too polite. Like peace signs, gang signs, gang signs. No. Peace signs, gang signs, gang signs, no. Peace signs, gang signs, no. Peace signs, I can't make up my mind. All my life I've been judged, ayy, locked up and then I see the judge, ayy. Tryna make some money, my finances wouldn't budge. Break a leg or ligament, devastated, manipulated by the internet. Following followers on Instagram. Shit, I'm just a man. Likes white woman with bikinis on, brown woman without a thong. No auto-tune when I sing a song, but if it sounds better then turn it on. Some days I have Coca-Cola and pizza with the cheesy crust. Next minute I'm a vegetarian and I don't eat enough. Used to fuck a study break with my buddy, she know me well. Living in heaven, TBH, I think this could be hell. Sometimes I wanna love the world without a rubber arm or screaming FTP, throwing middle fingers to government. Sometimes I meditate, sometimes I levitate. Sometimes I hate my life. Sometimes I celebrate. Sometimes I wanna fight. Too drunk, like what a night. Sometimes I can't be rude and then sometimes I can't be too polite. Like peace signs, gang signs, no. Peace signs, gang signs, no. Peace signs, gang signs, no. Peace signs, I can't make up my mind. Sometimes I wanna shout a loving and that is all. Sometimes I give a fuck and I just wanna punch a wall. Sometimes I think out loud and sometimes I'm an introvert. Sometimes I'm way too clean until I wake up in the dirt. All my life I wanna be like this. I'm a sinner but I'm still righteous. A beginner that is living in the world, still learn to do things that I don't get. Shake your hand for respect, remember? Just another high school reject. Just another brother with a mic throwing peace signs at a gang member and gang signs at a peacekeeper. Did I really wanna see that? Ain't doobie to the face with my seat back. Rather be a dog than a copycat. Middle finger to your feedback. Peace signs to your family. She walk your way. You peep that, gave you my tape, but you didn't peep that. I used to be so generous, like every single time I give. Think that you're special until you realize that we ain't shit. Sometimes I wanna love the world without a rub. But I'm screaming FTP, throwing middle fingers to government. I can't make up my mind. Sometimes I meditate, sometimes I levitate. Sometimes I hate my life, sometimes I celebrate. Sometimes I wanna fight, too drunk like what a night. Sometimes I can't be rude and then sometimes I can't be too polite. Like peace signs, gang signs, no. Peace signs, no. Peace signs, gang signs, no. Peace signs, I can't make up my mind.
I had a little theory about this song because I didn't know who Don Hudson was and I tried to look up and I was like, this is a bit mysterious. And I was wondering if it was an alter ego of yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Oh man, I so wish it was. So Don Hudson, the thing with him, like he changes his artist name every week. So I believe it's 20K Don these days. Before it was Don Dada, and he had another name before that. But yeah, 20K Don, I've been working with him for a couple of years. He's a young cat, I believe, out of Wellington. I haven't met him in person, just all internet. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. But he just recently moved to Hamilton, and I think he's got like a little collective going on of producers. And yeah, he's crazy. Like his beats are just next level. So.
That's so cool that that's a beat that came from someone you.
Yeah, he just hit me really up, know. And I was just like, yo, this is crazy. Who is this kid? And that's kind of how I meet a lot of like producers online and stuff. But it's the power of the internet these days.
So the next song that I wanted to ask you about is Infinite, which features Koops.
Ah, yo.
Produced by Dusty Melody.
Yes.
This song is so sick.
I appreciate that.
So for people who don't know about Koops, could you give us a little rundown?
So like, to be honest, he's one of my favorite UK rappers. He's signed to High Focus Records. They have quite a big following in the UK. And he's a dope-ass artist. He's pretty like... Yeah, he's kind of like I reckon he's the UK Nas, like if you were to listen to his music, like from the samples to like the boom bap, and his whole style is real, really kind of like East Coast, but more where he's from, which is, I think he's from North London. He's from the same area as Skepta, so yeah, he's cool. And I found out about him through, I was at a party actually, at a house party, and one of the bros has a big ass record collection, and I was just drinking, I think I was drinking rum, and then I just heard this tune, and I was like, yo, who's this? And he's like, oh man, it's this guy called Koops, he's from UK. This is his vinyl, and I picked up his cover. I was like, yo, this is dope. So when I got home, I kind of, I like did a little research, started YouTubing this dude, and I was like, yo, this guy's crazy. And I hit him up on Instagram, and I was like, yo man, I just found out about your music, like at a party last week. I'm an artist as well. Like, I'd love to work with you sometime. And like, I send heaps of messages to a lot of my favorite rappers and that, and I never get seen, you know. But he replied straight away, and he it was so funny because he had just been watching my Colors video.
Oh, that's crazy.
And he was like, yo, what the hell is the dude done the Colors shit? And I was like, yo, yeah, that's me. And he's like, yo, let's get to work. So we've got like 4 or 5 demos, like just in the cat, like just got demos. But we're actually right here, and Dusty Melody came over, and we were just making beats and stuff. And then I wrote the first verse of the Infinite song, and I went live on my Instagram, just jamming the demo that I just came off. I don't know why I went live, because I never do. And then Koops came on. He was like, bro, this is fire. Send it to me. So I sent it to him, and he sent me the verse like 3 days later, and the rest is history.
Saying that when I'm out, my mind is too busy to sit alone on my own. I try to sit down and meditate like a monk. My foot then starts tapping onto a did of the funk, to a did of the rhythm. I cannot keep still. I hit a blunt with the Philly. No meat meal. My feelings are real, so emotional. Never back in the captain hood trying to roll my boat. I sold the dope, I dropped the bag, you dropped the soap. I got the sauce, they got the soap. Trying to get the money, then I put it in a vault. Roll with a gang, they mistake it's for a coat. They just put it on the front while I'm putting on my coat. Represent a light side like a lightning bolt. Don't fuck with the fake ass friends, so you're popping all around me, they just wanna be in. Talking all the shit, I do not pay attention. Got girls on the ground trying to show me they skin, saying they woke. Trying to quote some buzzy shit that I wrote, looking for hope. They may look bad online, but they are broken to the rappers trying to fake the fuck. Smoke weed and watch a whole career turn up. From the west side, like this, where I am. Rock up to the spot, like here I am. Fuck a colonizer trying to steal my land. I flick a middle finger till she heal my hand. You wanna burn a blunt, I wanna burn the flag. I'm swerving, a dreadlock in a turban. I'm lurking, I'm plumbing in under the sun. Going 100 and wanna wave, but I'm not surfing.
Son of a queen, I got the flow. Fuck up, I show dress the killers, I heal all these hoes. Me Nazi dress me like a vine when I rhyme in the comma, my shell, and you already know. Fuck up the game, fuck up your crew. Tell them hello down from the underground, rap these who roll. This is the realest shit that you have heard in a minute. I'm killing this flow is infinite. This is the realest shit that you have heard in a minute. I'm killing this flow is infinite. This is the realest shit that you have heard in a minute. I'm killing this flow is infinite. This is the realest shit that you have heard in a minute. I'm killing this flow is infinite.
Killing it. It's infinite. Yeah.
Yeah. Coops coming with that raw vibe. Hit him like a 4-5. cruising for the north side, dripping in the source sand, vision in the force till I'm ripping in the Porsche. Got the powers like the horse, you're the sour cause you lost. Pay the cost, take it out like a boss. Bounce back till I'm winning, driven and I'm willing. Only distracted by pretty women, got me chilling. Otherwise I'm catching rap bodies trying to make a killing. Got the system trying to pick me as a villain, cause the kids are feeling everything I'm spilling with these words I'm drug dealing. Filling up the weed, that's a nigga's penicillin. I ain't numb to it, look at the wall like what it done to it. If that's a bitch, I wanna run through it till she comes through it. Not the type to put my tongue to it, you can to it. Like Neo, I'm the one, do this shit for fun. Wanna kill me, bring a bigger gun. Coming from the slum with the training up, the hitters young. Niggas dumb, wild and reckless, run with your mom's necklace. Sectors are swarming with feds and inspectors. Detectives, so rich people feel more protected. Minds are infected, our shine is neglected. Time we correct it, I feel disrespected. Should've known that I was gonna come up here and wreck shit. Should've known that I was gonna come up with some next shit. Mellow and coupon, one hell of a loop. Two relevant use, medicine and juice, just to set us loose. Clinical recluse, spiritual masseuse, lyrical Zeus. I ain't even reached my pinnacle proof. Is in the pudding like a tiramisu. Could've spent a day, let alone a year in my shoe. If the only rapper I was ever hearing was you, I would have to hold my breath till I start turning blue. Hell full of shit, ain't got a clue. Feel like flashing niggas down the loop.
I do.
Kick it back up on in all my suit. Ain't nobody running it like you.
Nah.
Picking up my weapon, then I shoot. Never chatting nothing but the truth. Never chatting nothing but the truth. Said I'm never chatting nothing but the truth.
This is the realest shit that you have heard in a minute. I'm killing this flow is infinite. This is the realest shit that you have heard in a minute. I'm killing this flow is infinite. This is the realest shit that you have heard in a minute. I'm killing this flow is infinite. This is the realest shit that you have heard in a minute. I'm killing this flow is infinite.
What I like about Infinite is it's kind of chill and a bit woozy,
yeah.
And then about halfway through, there's these horns that kick it in and make it a bit spicy.
Yeah. There's a video for that coming out, by the way.
Will it have coupes in it?
Yeah. So what we did is I actually shot mine in my friend's Cadillac. We tried to like go old school with it, and then I got all the homies like Diggy Dupay and the boys to come through, and then what's gonna happen is after my verse, it's going to pan up in the sky, and when it pans down, Coops is going to be in London in his hometown with his boys, so look out for that video real soon.
That's going to be great.
Cheer.
Sort of like heading into the second half of the album now, yeah. Carver and Herbs,
yeah.
Featuring Israel Starr.
Yes.
Produced by Israel Starr.
Yeah, he played all the instruments, everything.
What a talent.
Yeah. And to be honest, like, that song is pretty much Israel Starr's song. Like, so what happens when we work together, he sends me stuff that he doesn't vibe for himself. And I kind of pick up his, like, it's just like going to, like, his garage sale and me picking up one of his t-shirts that he doesn't like anymore and me making it into something that someone would like, kind of thing. So he kind of sent me the like skeleton of that song with the hook, with some of the hook in it, and I was like, bro, why do you not want this song? And he's like, brother, like, you can just do what you want with it. And so I wrote to it and did a bridge and stuff like that, and then I sent it back and he was like, yo, this is dope. And so he started working on it again. So yeah.
I'm happy now.
sipping that muddy water. I'm feeling mellow down. Ay, drinking me cup like I'm joining a circle. You're welcome. Singing me songs all night. The homie gon' roll up a long one. Indigenous warrior. Sipping me cup until it's like a bunny now. Pacific tradition. I feel like a nigga. Go sip on some. Come on. Pacific is just like the herb and helping me chill. Real. No need to be popping the pills. And it goes clap, clap, poly, 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 Polynesia. You don't need no money for the reefer. Mama always said I was a healer. No win, I deal. I watch out for the snakes and I'm at our gates. All I wanna do is get down with some reggae. Sipping on my coconut water like when I'm ready. Once before day, I keep the evil away. Comprende, in my hometown, I'm a sensei. Nazi dreadlock with a fresh fade. Feel so zen when I meditate under the sun with this bad weather. When I come one with my ancestors.
That song, I think what really stands up for me is the big, super echoey snare.
Yeah, that hit me in the face. Like, because the first demo wasn't like that. And then I sent him the verse, and he sent that back to me. And I was like, "Yo, you reckon the snare's a bit too harsh?" And then he kind of like mellowed it down a bit, but I still like it. Like,
oh, I love like, it.
It's kind of got that old school kind of 80s sound system, kind of hi-fi reggaeton kind of vibe. And I was just like, yo. So yeah, that slaps. But yeah, that's called Cover and Herbs. And that's, it's about my passion and love for cover. So my girlfriend went to Vanuatu she worked there for like a whole year doing voluntary work. And I was like lucky enough to go there twice actually, and I was supposed to go there and chill with her, but I ended up chilling with this reggae band there. And every day it's just Carver and Herbs. Like every day that's what they do. Like they wait for 3 o'clock, they call it 3 o'clock sharp, and as soon as it hits 3 o'clock we go to they call it a nakamal, and it's like a place where you just drink cover. And over there they've got the strongest cover, I swear. It's because they get the green cover and they chop up the roots and then they mince it straight into water. Whereas like here we get it from Fiji and Tonga and stuff, and it's like in a powder form. So it's kind of like, it's not as pure. So like I was just getting like wavy every day of kava, and that's my ode to kava, Kava and Herbs.
You got 3 o'clock sharp and then you got 4:20 not so long after that.
That's the one. That's the one.
The last song I wanted to ask you about is Abundance.
Yeah.
This one's got Troy Kingy, and you produced it with El Torrento.
Yeah, yeah. So Christoph kind of more or less like arranged it for me. Like, so I played the synths on Logic just on my laptop, and then I just put these like dumb ass like basic ass drums over it, and it was just kind of like a little vibe. And so I put out on my Instagram story, oh, could anyone play bass? Because I needed a fat bass line. And Troy hit me up, and I'm a big ass fan of Troy Kingy, so like I was buzzing out when he even was like, yo, send it to me, I'll play some bass over it. And he sent me bass and guitar, and he's got all the pedals, and you know, he's got just got that sound. He kind of, yeah, he hit it with that Zygotron sound, so I was just like, whoa, because that's one of my all-time favorite New Zealand album. And so I was just like, this is crazy. And because he did that, I had him back, and I was like, yo, would you be keen to sing a little something on it? And he sang on it as well, and I was like, whoa, this is crazy. But I needed something with the drums, and I didn't know who to hit up. And I think I hit up a couple people, but then I ended up giving it to Truant. And then he put the drums over. He got a drum roll happening, and he kind of arranged it. I just gave him all the stems, and he sent it back. And a guy called Corey Champion, he did the drums for that. So, yeah, he put it together and mixed it, and then I sent it to Chris Shetland just up the road. And then, yeah, that's how it happened.
I can feel the light. I can see the fight you fight. I can feel the vibe. I can read the person from the vibrations they give off. Some people are so nice until they get really pissed off. Get well acquainted, not in a rush to find the brush that I paint with. Every touch is angelic, all my colors majestic, yeah. Acceptance, forgiveness, I replenish the solar system living inside of my solar plexus. Trying to shine like a golden necklace. This open message is just a reflection of yourself and all this recklessness. I turned the TV on the other day and saw some shit I wish I didn't, Lord. Why is the world so raw? The higher ups are beating down minority for nothing. Is this the kind of world that you want your kids to grow up in? Sometimes I stop and look up at the sky, and it makes me think, how many years can this go on until we start to sink? My people were navigators, not machine operators. Ran out of opportunity, but never been out of greatness. And out of greatness creates creation. Not a man of a festival, but a manifestation. And I've been waiting, I could see it coming as a kid. My destination determines every single thing I did. As a whippersnapper, red hot chili pepper, I acquired the sauce. You required this letter. She inspired my thoughts, and then I invited this weather. The sky is indigo, I acknowledge the sunbeams. As I got older, I noticed people want one thing. And if it wasn't money, then it's love. What? To be accepted and respected by all the above. What? Solid like my nana's moral, sharp like a tiger claw. All I really wanted was to love while you write this song. Channeling my higher self, balancing my final form. Love conquers the haters, I never came back to Zygotron. The light is on, the light is on. Love and preparation as I make my way to Zygotron.
Why is it so hard to find the love in someone's heart? Who is it to blame when the shit feels just the same? Now all that I can do is give all reciprocate. Then I'm sorry, dear, but we are through.
Do you have a favorite song from the album?
Not really. I think one of my favorite like vibey songs would be Smoke with Valette, produced by Frank Keys. But I think the intro and the last song and Mellow and Blues would be my favorite, even though they're kind of the less hype. And yeah, I don't know, I think I like the project as a whole, really. Maybe different days I'll like different songs. I don't know, but yeah.
That was Long Player. Thanks NZ On Air Music.